Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode, Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny. Johnny didn't tell me the topic today. He's playing hard to get, and I'm A-OK with it because I've tortured this guy over hundreds and millions of these episodes. So, Johnny, take us away.
The topic for today, why are people lazy? Why do we think this is?
I'm going to answer this real quick. Because it's nice to sit on my big butt and watch Unsolved Mysteries underneath my heated blanket with my big glass of iced tea and not do anything. It's just easier to be lazy. I mean, it's 20 degrees out this morning. I got to record a YouTube wrap up at some point today. Do you think I want to go out there, dude? I got the heater blowing on me right here. You guys can't see it.
Yeah.
The easy option every time is to be lazy, but the problem is the money, the things don't happen if I sit on my ass all day and watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Right. And it's abundant. And I think I get angrier each year or it gets worse each year. One of the two. I don't know. But I see questions come up like, the sourcing's an hour away. I don't want to go more than an hour. It's raining outside. I can't go sourcing. What do you mean? Rains all the time.
I think the bigger issue with it is when you're not rocking and rolling, and like we all know everybody's had like a tough year, right? Like, I mean, yeah, my sales are up, but that's just because I've been going kind of crazy. So everybody's had a tough year, and there is the point of where you're not getting results. I mean, think about it. If me or you were in the dumps, and we were out here, you know, putting in the time and the sales aren't coming in, you're not really seeing the results yet. And we know starting this business, especially in the Amazon land, you're at like a 3 to 6 month, you know, trajectory to even get some money coming back into your bank account. You ain't got the motivation because there's nothing coming in the bank. And you're like, well, why am I going to keep doing this? So is it laziness? I don't know what the other term would be. It's just like kind of giving up on the business model. I always tell everybody, like, don't give up. You just got to see it through. Give yourself a fair shot. And so only reason we do this is just so we could be proof of concept. So somebody else can be like, okay, these guys suck their first 6 months, first year, first 2 years. You just got to see it through and keep going. I mean, you're not going to get rich. It's instant gratification. That's what makes people lazy in reselling because you really don't get it.
And here's one. I don't know if it's laziness or smartness, honestly. And here's the scenario. I see a bunch of people trying to figure out the AI stuff to automate listings more or less and or do price research and or historical research of provenance of books and stuff. And to me, it's like, why don't you just do a listing? Just put it up and be done. But then you have – and then the other flip side of it is how to do imports and all that kind of fun stuff. So what are your thoughts?
I think we do feel like you said, it's hard to describe laziness because some people feel like they're working really hard. Like, but then if somebody else looked at their business, I mean, like, all right, I don't even care. I'm gonna grab myself, throw myself under the bus here just for this comparison, right? So, you know, when you were sending heavy boxes, right? You're sending like 6-7 boxes a day. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting over here sending my 3 to 6 a week, right? Like, it's easy, and I do think this is something that it's hard for somebody that's part-time or not like out there going. You feel like you're almost inferior to these other resellers, some of these big resellers you see out there. Yeah. And of course you're not going to be motivated. I mean, it's easy to beat yourself up with. Not many people are going to be like me and be like, I accept who I am. I accept this is the business I have, regardless of the guy that's sitting next to me that I deal with on a daily basis, whatever numbers he's doing. It doesn't change my business, doesn't change how I think about myself or my business. But the problem is, all you see out there in the realm of, reselling YouTube, social media, it's all these huge people. And you easily and quickly can be like, well, I suck in comparison. So I'm not even going to bother because I'm never going to be Johnny and send 7 boxes a week. I'm never going to be this person and do this amount of dollars a year. And you just kind of quit on yourself.
No, I could see that. I mean, you're coming into this, you think you're doing real good, and you ask your colleagues and your peers what they're doing, and your numbers are now trivial in comparison. You can really get self-defeated, and your self-esteem can go right out the window. I get that. But yeah, I'm just seeing people trying to take. I don't want to. Okay, I view it as shortcuts. Like, why are you shortcutting this? Just do the work and get it done. But they're trying to build tools and go with tools that will possibly, I'm not convinced, I'm going to say possibly make them more efficient. Because I've seen the results of these. I'm like, my listing would be better than this, but because it's computer generated AI, whatever. I'm like, I don't think it's there yet. But anyway, that's me.
I don't think it's there yet, but I do think you can be lazy and still get results in reselling, right? Like it's not like it used to be. We've talked about it a million times where you can't just throw anything up and it sells. But I mean, I wouldn't say what I do is lazy. It's more calculated. So you get your time back, but you still keep the results going in the direction you want them to go. Like, sure, if it comes to the point where I got to work more in quotation marks because I don't consider reselling work, then I could easily do that. But I think a lot of it is, you can cross list. You can get one of these listing softwares that lists your items everywhere. It can use the stock photos. You never have to take a photo. So that lazy business kind of does exist. But the only thing that comes with that is you need thousands and tens of thousands of units available for sale at any single time because they're not quality items. And they're not quality listings.
And here's another one that I think is in the lazy column, but I think people are so unaware of it. And it's very similar to what you said. They have a listing goal, or they have a number of boxes a week goal, and they're sending crap that'll never sell. Or the sell-through is so terribly slow, they start hurting for money in the long run because they're just trying to reach this quota number that they have assigned themselves. When if they were to reduce that quota number and focus on quality items, and or try to source their quota number of just quality items, they would have a great business, honestly. But I see people not have this light bulb moment. You know what? I'm gonna stop listing crap. I'm gonna get good stuff that'll actually sell. I don't know where that line's missed from the beginning to like the middle part of their reselling career, but it seems to be missed a lot, I think, because I think it's kind of like our previous point. It's this competition thing. They think if they list more, they'll get these big numbers. That's not the case.
No, and I think you can actually not spend a lot of time. I'll die on this hill right now. This statement I'm going to make, because I do believe it's factual. You could give me one day a week, 8 hours a week, one day, one that's like one work day, really not even, because most people work more than 8 hours a day now. 1 8-hour day a week, I think with time you can easily make $1,000 in profit a week.
I agree. 8 hours, definitely. It has to be a good solid 8 hours, but it's doable.
Yeah, it's basically what I do. I just add a little bit on top of that. You have to be tactical. The idea, and this is another big thing, like this could be a whole nother episode. Resellers that are always working in quotation marks. Like I struggle to find like what how many things can I work on in my reselling business? There really isn't that. There's no way I could. The only thing I could fit in to put more hours in would be more me sourcing, which means driving further, running a different route across state lines. So this idea, I struggle when people say, hey, I'm doing this 40, 50 hours a week. Well, unless you have some type of bulk operation, if you're running thrifting routes and cherry picking, you better be making a lot of damn money. These people exist. I have one-on-ones with them every single month. But these people that aren't getting results, and you're like, well, I'm 40, 50 hours a week. I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? You're going to one store a day? Like, that is not no type of tactical approach. Are you going to the same bins every single day? Sure, you might hit the gold bar here and there, but it's not scalable.
Right, and even for you, all that extra sourcing would yield into more space, and then you have more problems with more space. That's just how expanding goes. Just everything breaks when you expand, and then you have to fix it, and it no longer breaks, and then you maintain and decide if you want to grow or maintain forever, if that's your choice.
You sometimes feel lazy. I run into this every once in a while too. You feel lazy because you're not always out there, right? You're not always in the thrift stores. You're not always doing something in the business, or you take a day off, and it's kind of like, I don't know, like it's kind of toxic to always be thinking like you always got to be working in the business. And I used to be terrible with this. Like I used to be the worst one. Deb used to always tell me like, dude, chill out. Like pump the brakes for a second. You can have a day off. And you feel lazy because you're like, well, I'm taking a day off. And now I'm on the other mindset. Well, you know what? I put in the work. I got 5,000 items sitting available for sale at Amazon that are all cherry picked that are going to sell. If I don't feel good today, or I don't feel like going to do X, Y, and Z for the business, it's not that I'm lazy. You're just giving yourself a day off, which any other job, any other, salary job in the universe, you have days off every single week. But resellers, we can't. We got to be 7 days a week. We got to be eat, sleep, breathe. If I'm not reselling, I got to be watching a reselling video. If I'm not watching a reselling video, I got to be listening to a podcast. It's like you just, people get so entrenched with it, and it can get to a point where it just drags you down.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
It's so easy to get self-defeated in this business. There is everything to be like, you're nothing. You're worse than nothing. You just joined the Marines and it's boot camp, drill sergeants chewing into you, kind of nothing. Real easy. And it's just ignoring all of that and just doing the work. You have the results, and that's all the validation you honestly need. Is your work pays off. And if your work isn't paying off, we'll make adjustments in your business. And to another side of laziness, when did people get so lazy they can't even Google? That's probably the biggest one for me. It's like, when do we like Googling's too hard? Let me just ask a mass amount of people something I could just simply Google. It's like, where did this happen? Was this a 2018 decision? I wasn't there for the vote, and I would have voted the other way personally.
We all need to get those like Alexa or whatever they're called, the speakers you can have in your house. Like I tell Deb all the time, right? I'll be laying there in bed and I have this dumb question. I'm like, I wish I just had one of those speakers. I could be like, hey, Johnny, what's the square root of this, right? And it just tells you the answer, because I think that's the main reason you'll never really get into like having a YouTube channel. And like, I don't know, because I know deep down, like if somebody asks you something stupid, right, and you know that Google's the first result on the AI response on Google's going to be the right answer. I know you're just sitting over there, like slamming your, big gulp down on the table. You're throwing stuff around, like just
Fuck yeah.
Google it.
GTS, man. Google that shit. Come
It's
on. But no, and it's not even these convoluted, complicated, multi-tier questions. It's a simple question of where are the thrift stores in my area? Oh, I don't know. What's your zip code, mother? Let me type it in for you. In here, let me share my screen. You can do screenshots even.
I think it's yet again, it goes back to the instant gratification and the I don't know, the culture when it comes to, I mean, and I'll be straight up, like most people, most resellers, a lot of big resellers, they won't even like respond to all of their comments. Sure, there's some that do, and I respond to all my comments. And it is kind of brain rotting me sitting there answering the same question if they would just go to the channel. And I've gotten a little better. I'm nowhere near as good. I should just let Deb answer the comments, because she's like, just tell them that you got a video on the channel and go search it on the channel. And it's just like, yeah, that's probably exactly what I should have said. For some reason, it's because resound's been spun into this thing, Johnny, where it's get rich quick and you don't have to do a lot of work. So you already go in with this mindset that you can be lazy and get away with making money. Because what you see out there is, hey, I just said it, spend 8 hours a week and make an extra $1,000 every single week. Well, people go into that thinking their first week, that's going to be them. They're going to make $1,000. And they don't see, well, hey, it's going to be, 5, 6, 7 months until you actually get it to that point. It's not what's shown and it's not what's really portrayed. Even when there's news articles about reselling, it's always something crazy like stay-at-home dad's making millions of dollars while raising his 50 kids by himself, and he works 2 hours a week. And that's just what people expect. So you can go in almost thinking, hey, this is easy. I don't got to do much work. I can be lazy. I can take days off, and I'm still going to get the money. When in actuality, it has shifted so much that that exists for a small percent. But that's what you see out there, right? You see the big hits coming from the thrift stores. You don't see all the other thousands of people in the thrift stores that are scanning with their eBay app. They got their sound all the way up. I hear that stupid dinging all over the store, and I think to myself, this poor soul's got no chance. They don't even know how to turn the volume down on their phone, and they're scanning on the eBay app. It's like it lives in my it's like nightmare fuel. That stupid. Have you ever scanned a barcode with the eBay app?
Yeah, I have. I didn't like it.
It just makes this loud ding. You know exactly that it's eBay, and you hear them in every thrift store. So think about it. Somebody that's new to reselling watches a video. They see these people bringing home all this stuff. They go to their stores. How many of these people that aren't finding all the gold bars are out there? And they're just like, well, I guess, it's not as easy. But you go in thinking, well, I'll come back in a month and maybe I'll find something. And then you never come back because you're just like, oh, I'm too lazy. Forget about it. I'd rather just kind of be. You got to want it, right? You got to want it, because if not, you're just going to be lazy about it. If you just want to, it's easier to just stay in your job or stay in the same situation that you have instead of trying to make a change, make some changes in your life, and go out there and actually get it.
I mean, people. I don't know. I mean, there's something to that. You got to be willing to change yourself to be successful. I truly believe what you're saying there. And why are people so resistant? They think there's a better, easier, lazier path. And it's like, why? No, that's not how success works. And then you have lazy people trying to cheat the system, selling new items is not new, and that's just another form of laziness. And or, you know what? I'm not cleaning any discs; they're all going in. And it's like, why? You could work just a little bit harder and be above board and not risk your whole account going kablooey. I don't know, man. It's just humans are multifaceted. I'll give them that, and there's different personality types and different emotions and different backgrounds of people, very complex layers, right? But when it comes down to reselling, it's do the work, get paid, and then do the correct work and get paid even more. And then doing that over and over again for years. It's very much a long game. It's not a short game, in my opinion. Because every time you're wanting to change something fundamental, well, it costs money. If you're wanting an employee, if you're wanting extra space, if you're wanting new equipment, if you're wanting a truck instead of a car because you're upgrading because you can haul more, all these fun little things. But that all comes with the initial work. And it's the avoidance of work or trying to shortcut the work where I see people, well, fall flat on their face and start anew, or you never see them again because they're broke and folded up shop.
I still think we should have some type of reselling graveyard over in the Discord, where people that used to be on all the calls and they're no longer there, and we can just drag them over. We can hold like a memorial service every single year for all the resellers that have come and gone. But I think it's another part of it is it's hard for somebody that's brand new to replicate what they see, right? Like when I have, coaching sessions with people that are brand new, first thing I tell them is, listen, you're not going to get the same results as me. I've been doing this for years, right? Sure, what you see on YouTube is me out there scanning, finding X amount of items, but you're not going to be the best at something when you start it. Like, it does not exist. All the greatest people in their fields, they went to school, they trained the sport for years and years and years to get there. But for some reason in the reselling world, we think that we can start the business today. And we're going to go find the gold bars and we're going to be making all the money. And because that's what you see. And the second you don't, that's it. You're done, because it's a lot easier to be like, well, I'm just not going to go do it today because, I'm not finding the stuff these other people are finding. And it just enables you to be more lazy than to actually go out there and do it.
Yeah, and I got one that I recently had happen to myself. Somebody had asked for a price evaluation of a book because I couldn't find any results. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll Google this for them. I do it. It was really quick, and I couldn't find anything really either. I'm like, well, based off the information, I'm like $50, because I can't find your exact book. Another guy comes along. He's been doing this 30, 40 years. He knows the exact auction weird website to go to. He's like, Johnny's wrong. It's $500. Add extra zero to that. Here's the link to it. I'm like, damn, I got schooled. And it's fine. It's fine. He's been at this a lot longer than me. He knows every little rabbit hole to go down to be exact. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, but I don't know how much time you put into that, but you're correct. You win, sir. And that was me being lazy. That really was. I could have spent another couple hours to dig that up, but it's not my book. I don't, it's not for me. I just try to help out really quick. But that was me being lazy. That's a poor instance.
Hey, if you want to start donating your time, you can just do all my calls
Yeah,
for
I know.
free.
It's not charity work and I don't get paid for it. So, yeah. You
They
get the
sign
$50 answer, not the $500 answer.
they sign up for the one-on-one, right? And they expect me to show up and you show up and they're like, shit, it's Johnny, not Mike. Maybe that'll be like the new thing, like for the YouTube when you sign up for the one-on-ones. It's like you don't know who you're gonna get for your one-on-one. You've got
It's
your
like a mid-tier, the 750, and it's like a button.
big money, no Johnny, no
Johnny,
Johnny. Stop.
damn
Yep.
it.
I think if you think about it, though, you can't be lazy in this, right? Like I've classified myself as like being a quote unquote in comparison lazy reseller because I'm only in it 20 hours a week and it's not hard intensive labor. And I think the other route, like you're talking about, is you can almost be lazy if you bust your ass for the 1 to 5 years it takes to build this business where you can hire people and step out of the business, and then you're just the guy that has to deal with the big problems, right? Like maybe the logistics or just getting the inventory. You're not actually listing, you're not actually, lifting the books.
And what I've seen really recently, and I saw this a few years ago, and then the trend died off, and now it's back. People are starting reselling, and they're instantly hiring a VA. And they don't know their business
But
or the
it's 50 cents an
platform.
hour, dude, and that's like a badge of honor.
No. I'm seeing people go the other way. They're, it's like 50 cents a listing or $1 a listing. And it's like, I agree a VA can be a useful tool, but you should at least know what you're doing first before you get one. So you could teach the VA how to run your business.
Dude, you are reselling.
You need this middle part of knowledge to transfer to this low wage worker.
We as resellers, as single person operators or couple, whatever it may be, one, two, three, even if it's a family of four or five, the potential and money you can make by yourself is astronomical. So this idea that we need and I haven't seen it come back. I feel like in 2023, that's every video that I've seen on YouTube was like, hire somebody, hire. I
Yes.
quite haven't seen it, but you're in other groups. So I can see it coming. The VA thing definitely is like the hottest thing in
Like
Amazon,
when I
right? Like,
joined reselling, VA was hot. And then it stopped and people fired their VAs. Now it's back.
now
And
it's back.
like Shady's back.
I don't think you need an employee till you're doing well over six figures reselling by yourself. I don't care if that's eBay, Amazon, Bonanza, Whatnot, Mercari, Poshmark, Etsy. You can get a lot done. I mean, I've been in the trenches. Deb's, she built her own brand. She's had days, multiple days, weeks in a row where it's sun up to sundown. The machines are running. We're stitching. We're stuffing cat and dog toys. And you think to yourself, okay, well, let's take a step back and look at this. Well, how much money are you making? How long can you do this for? And then you can think about that. But I mean, it's got to be at least six figures before you even think of, dude, I do over six figures in sales and I'm working 20 hours a week. Why the hell would I ever need a VA? I could just work more and make more money myself. Like, I think it's the badge of honor. And I think it is the laziness of people trying to cut corners. But I mean, you got services now out there where you can send your items and they'll photo it for eBay and they'll actually store it, and then they'll ship it for you when somebody orders it. So they almost have like an Amazon FBA service out there now.
Right, like a prep center, right? Like Amazon has a prep center, which is the equivalent of VA lister on eBay, essentially. But yeah, it's like at least get five. At least do 5,000 listings, in my opinion, whether they're drafts or actives. Take you maybe a year or two if you're doing this on part time, or at least get to 5,000 active units on Amazon before you use a prep center, unless you're dealing with refrigerators from the get go. I think there's this do it yourself, learn all you can moment, and then people are unwilling to take that. Like, you know what? I want an easy life. I'm hiring a VA right now. I've never even launched a listing. I don't even know what a listing looks like, and I'm going to hire a VA.
Well, you're more around like the eBay VAs. I'm more around the Amazon
Yeah,
VAs.
that's
Like,
true.
I'm curious. So, I hate eBay. I hate listing on eBay. So, you're
Most
telling me
everybody does hate listing. I'll
I
give
go to like, I don't know, one of these websites, you know, .ph and get my VA.
Sure.
So, I just take the photos and what, just upload them into like a Google Drive and then they create the listings.
Correct. You give them the limited eBay access and you give them the criterion of how you want it listing. And they may get it wrong and then you retrain them. Eventually, they'll get it right and then you have a lister. And you either do it by the listing or you do it by the hour. In my opinion, the hour is the way to go over the listing.
All right, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I got an eBay hot take coming in here. Wouldn't you want to do? I feel like that's the most important part is the item description and the title of, because the photos, even if it's described correctly and it's got a good title and the item descriptions are correct, I think you can still sell an item with crappy photos that's got a correct description versus the other way around where you have the best photos and the title's completely wrong and there's no item descriptions.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all of it's important, but as far as the priority goes, I think title, it needs to be searchable. They got to be able to find it. And then your photos have to make it look what the product you're is it's going to get. And then the item specifics. I think that'd be the totem pole order, in my
Are they
opinion.
hiring? Is it US-based VAs or are they doing the Amazon route where it's like
No,
overseas?
it's all foreign. You're paying either like 50 cents a dollar a listing, and then hourly, you're probably in the $3 to $4 an hour range.
Yeah, I'm out. I
If you
mean,
pay more, you can, I don't know, keep. The other part about VAs is they're notorious for outsourcing. If you pay like $2 an hour, they'll give it to Grandma McGee over there to do the work. They'll take a dollar, Grandma will get a dollar, but you're never consistent with the quality of work. See, that's why you have to end up in the, I think, $5 to $6 an hour range if you want a really good VA and you want to maintain them.
I think it's worthwhile to say, right? Like when you had your employees, you were paying them a good fair wage above what, you know, they would make at any other place. And I would say you got, you know, if you
Quality
compared the
work.
wages, like versus you hiring a VA versus you hiring somebody and the person you hire, you're paying 10x. I feel like you're getting way more than 10x with that person that's right there next to you that is capable of understanding and teaching and learning the business versus somebody that lives on the other side of the universe, who has no idea how anything works.
Right. And you're, I think you're able for an in-house team, even though you're paying the in-house team more. You can catch mistakes a lot quicker than you could a VA. VA may do 500 units and there's 500 mistakes that need to be redone. Okay, here's your money for the mistake work. And now here's the new money for you to do all the corrections. You do the same thing for an employee, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to dock your wages because you fucked up more or less. But I think I can catch it easier if it's in-house. At least that's my personal experience because I'm walking around, I'm doing things and I spot them doing something wrong versus a VA. I don't know. I mean, they got screenshot logs and all that that you got to review or whatever, but that's not multitasking, catching something kind of deal. Like I was saying, walking around the shop while I'm doing my thing, they're doing theirs. I think those mistakes can be caught a lot quicker. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not opposed to VA. I think they're wonderful tools. And that's not meant as a joke. An employee is a tool of mine. A VA is a tool of mine to use to pull out of the toolbox when needed. But to the point of, I think you got to know what you're doing before you hire an employee. How do you have a standard operating procedure if you've never had one for your own self?
Gotta be making money too, dude. I mean,
You're gonna be bleeding money.
Even if it's $3 an hour, right? Like, that's not productive work. I mean, unless you're, I think a lot of that crap too is like category based, right? Like, I mean, imagine somebody trying to hire me as a VA and I got to list like women's clothes, right? Or like shoes, or like, I don't know no brands. I don't know no styles. So, like, I think that would be so, but it's a way to be lazy. That's why you brought it up, because you could just say, well, I sent my photos in the Google Drive across the world to some other person, and I can just sit back and do nothing all day. Like, there's no easy shortcuts like that. And you have to accept the fact that if you want to be the person that can build the business and step back out of it, you're going to have to work really, really hard for years. And you sacrifice today so you have something different in the future. And that's another reason why people get lazy, is because you sacrifice today. Right. Like, I worked the hardest I've ever worked in 2024, but you don't have nothing to show for it. Right. Like, we've all been there where you're starting something, you're building something, or you can even relate it to like debt. Right. When I used to be in tens of thousands of dollars in debt, I'm working more than I ever have, 50-hour weeks at CVS, and the bank account is not going up, Johnny, because all my money is going towards the debt. So you can easily just say, well, listen, I just worked more than I ever have my entire life, and I don't see no difference. I still can't afford the Domino's pizza, so that's it. I'm just going to give it up. But I'm here to tell you, it was planning, right? Like, years and years of doing a budget, a handwritten budget. Every single paycheck, every single dollar had somewhere to go. So me and Deb sacrificed for years, and yes, it sucked. Sucked big time when we couldn't afford nothing. And you were hoping your income tax return got you a little bit of money so you could buy, yourself a tablet, an iPad. And nowadays it's completely different. Now I'm just like, okay, the bank account goes up, we can start planning for the future. But it's so easy to flip that switch off. Hell, I'm talking years of doing this. People can't sit with something for 3 months. So it's so much easier to just be like, all right, I'm done. This sucks. It's just easier for me to just go be the rat in the wheel and continuously just be lazy, because all I do is work my job, and when I'm off my job, I don't want to do anything else. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you want to get ahead in this game, it's still possible to get ahead. There's just going to be a lot of hard work and a lot of tactical and thoughtful approach to everything. The inventory you're buying, how you're listing, how many listings, how long are you taking to pack, what are you spending on advertising. As resellers, we don't even really like, well, we got promoted listings on eBay, but Amazon, we don't really pay like to, promote your brand. Versus Deb, she's got her own brand, her own website. You're paying hundreds, thousands of dollars every single year in advertising. And we just, I don't know, man. It irritates me, because I've sacrificed, and there were plenty of times I wanted to be lazy. And I thought to myself, well, what is life going to look like if I just suck it up and deal with it? And not only me sacrificing, the person you're with or the people you're around or you're used to being around, they're going to have to make a sacrifice too. If it's just Johnny, but Johnny goes and hangs out with his friends every single night to play poker or Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if are you a poker or Dungeons and Dragons guy?
Oh.
Both? Okay, fair enough. He plays both. It depends on the day of the week. And he's like, hey, like, I'm working on building this business, and I want to kind of, get some money in my bank account, start planning for retirement, maybe buy a house, buy a car, whatever that may be. I'm not going to be around every single night anymore. And that's a sacrifice. And that's another reason why people get lazy, is because you have to sacrifice some things. And it sucks, dude. I'll admit it. Like, we've all been there, and it's easy to just say, ah, I'm good. I'd rather just sit around and, play poker tonight instead of listing 50 items on eBay.
Exactly. And for anybody who has a warehouse, and there's a few of us out there, I hope, that are listening, you're stuck in the cave, right? That's what the warehouse is. It's a giant cave. And anybody who's worked in a warehouse for a lengthy part of time, we all know this. We want out of the cave, but we stay here to do the hard work to get out of the cave and do whatever we want later. It is a self-sacrifice. And to Mike's point about paying off the debt, that is a flight or fight scenario, but nobody tells you the fight's going to last a little while. Same with the warehouse workers staying in the cave for years. It sucks, it blows, but it's a necessary thing to be done to get what we want later.
I think I shouldn't even say this, but I don't care. We're slowly becoming one of the most controversial podcasts ever.
Okay.
I think people are too soft nowadays. They don't
Yeah.
got the wherewithal to see something through and actually commit to a process for longer than a week, or longer than a month, longer than 6 months. Nothing good comes easy, and I know that's like a cheesy, oh man, everybody's nothing good comes easy. That's like, you know, but that's the reality of it. You got to be willing to get down there, bust your butt when you don't want to bust your butt. That's going to make the difference between you and the next person, is you actually doing it. Because the topic of laziness, if there's 100 of us that are standing here today, it's 20 degrees outside, we all got to go thrifting, but the turkey just came out the oven, and it's nice and warm inside, and my favorite show, my football game's about to come on, my team. It's how many out of the 100 people are just staying at home? It's probably 95 plus, right? But those 5 people that decide, okay, you know what? I can just check the score when I'm out and about and I have a second, and I can eat when I get back, or maybe I can take a turkey sandwich with me. Those people are the ones that win.
You just gave me an epiphany moment. I asked a question a while back. I don't know if it was here or some other group. Like, why does the book selling demographic seem to be an older crowd? And you just answered it for me. It's work ethic. I don't see the younger guys. Like, you and I are considered young guys in this game. We really are, even though I think of myself as old. And then I'll see somebody much younger than me. Those people are even rare. The guys in their 20s, their younger 20s. It's because where's the work ethic gone? I mean, you just said it a minute ago. It's like we're just so lazy. Like when I was growing up, my old man would throw me a rake. It's like, I want these 2 acres raked up before sundown, or no dinner for you. That's a consequence. I got to get it done. Or you got to go do the hard, grindy job. Like, you worked at CVS. I worked at a marketing thing, both grinds of different types, but we grinded it out because it needed to be done. Nowadays, you know what? I don't like my Starbucks job. I'm going to work at Uber Eats. Next week, I'm going to go do whatever other job. And they don't stick with it, they don't grind it out. And I'm not saying do stupid jobs for doing stupid jobs' sake. I'm saying doing what's necessary. Where has the doing what's necessary mentality gone? It probably went to that same meeting where they decided not to Google shit anymore. I'm just saying.
It's funny. Me and Deb talk about this all the time. People that are like, they're not working, no matter what their job is or what business they have, and like they have an opportunity to go work, but it's not the amount of money that they want to make. And the immediate thought that comes into my mind is, well, isn't some money better than no money? But in today's world, that is not the case, right? It's just, well, I'd rather just do nothing instead of going to make less money than I think I'm worth. Well, at the end of the day, some money's better than no money, but we can't accept that fact. We always got to have like the perfect situation for me to jump into and actually, you know, buckle down and give something. Like everything has to go perfect for me to stay motivated. And I'm here to tell you, in reselling, everything is going to go the opposite way of perfect, and it's going to be trials and tribulations of you trying to figure it out and weasel your way through to get the business profitable, refine your processes, and turn it into something that you actually can live on.
Right. And there's that. And then having the foresight of what you're living on today is not going to cut it in the following years. You need more, and you have to constantly be growing your business. And that does require foresight. That does require the planning, and it requires the investment of both time and your money that you're getting. Like, I'm making money. I should go spend some of it now. All the core business needs are met. All my personal bills are met. Here's this pile of money left over. You know what? I haven't upgraded the car in 4 years. It's time for a new one, when that car is perfectly fine. I go out and buy it, and then they just do little upgrades like that. I'm not saying don't improve your quality of life. That's not what I'm saying. But make the necessary sacrifices. Maybe hold off on the new car until you need it. Hold off on, well, I'm going to upgrade from the 2-bedroom to the 3-bedroom apartment just because I can. Some of those things need to wait, because you got to take care of your future self. You've already taken care of your today self, but your future self needs its attention here today as well. So invest in yourself for the future.
All right, we're going to wrap this episode up here. Being lazy, you can spin it into kind of like my type of business where lazy is in quotation marks because you just get your time back. But other people will think of you as lazy because you're not reselling 80 hours a week. You're no real reseller, Mike. Well, you know what? Hey, let's check the bank accounts. Let's see whose bank account's going up. Just because somebody's working more doesn't mean they're making more money. And a lot of times in reselling, believe it or not, it is the complete opposite. A lot of people reselling love to waste all of their time and make little to no money. Meanwhile, little Mike sits over here and works as little as he can and makes a lot more money than the people working all the time. And it's different for everybody. But don't let the lazy bug kind of drag you down. There is a way. You're just going to have to get through the crappy days, and there's going to be a lot of good days. But just focus on today and getting through today and putting in the work you're supposed to do today. Rinse and repeat. Give it some time, then you'll get results. That's going to do it for this week's episode. We will talk to you all next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.